This is from the writings of Rabash, from volume 1, the article, The Miracle of Chanukah, starting from the matter of their inner emotions. Please.
The matter of the governance of the Greeks, which is the opposite of the way of Judaism, the matter of the Greeks is that we must go only within reason, in both mind and heart. Naturally, when Israel wanted to go above reason and not consider what the outer mind necessitates, they could not. This is called the war against the Greeks. This is when the real work begins, namely, that the people of Israel wanted to mount the track that leads to dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This path is called faith above reason. The Greeks wanted to control the body, so it will not relinquish anything unless the reason agrees to it. Once this prevailed, and once that prevailed. And this caused one to have ascents and descents. This, the reason, is the reason and the cause. That is, once a person has decided that he must go with faith above reason, as a result, an awakening from above comes to him, and he begins to feel a good taste in the work of the Creator. At that time, it is human nature, since he loves to rest. For this reason, he says, "Thank God that now I do not have to work with myself and assume the work of the Creator in the form of faith. Rather, now I feel good, and my reason agrees to take upon itself to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, since now I feel contentment." He accepts this awakening as a basis and a foundation for the work of the Creator. That is, the basis of the flavor that he feels now. On this he builds his entire Judaism. It therefore follows that now he is blemishing the faith and says, "It is a shame that this awakening did not come to me right away when I began the work. Then I would not have to go above reason," meaning against the view of the body. "Rather, I would need to believe what is received from books and from authors, that we must assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven, although the body disagrees that this is a good thing for me, and to believe that only in this state, when the body disagrees, is the best way for me. In other words, he believes, above reason, that only the path of working with mind and heart is good for him, meaning that then he will find the happiness that the Creator has prepared for him. It is very hard to believe this. But now, he does not need to believe that this is so. Rather, he feels that indeed observing Torah and mitzvot will bring him happiness, since he feels that this is so, and he does not need to believe it. It turns out that this is the real reason that later causes his descent, since his foundation is built on pleasure rather than on bestowal. If he remains with this foundation, he will never achieve dvikut with the Creator, because as long as he is on this path, everything will fall into the klipot, shells, of the will to receive for himself. Baal HaSulam said that when a person receives the feeling and reason from above, when the body too begins to say that it is worthwhile to engage in Torah and work, one should be careful and say that he does not take this feeling and reason as a basis and foundation, as the reason why I have decided that now it is worthwhile to work, since the body agrees to this work because of the pleasure I am receiving. Instead, he should say, now I see that this path, which is above reason, is a true path, since I see that it has granted me with being favored in the eyes of the Creator, that He is bringing me closer. For this reason, now I am fond of the Kedusha, holiness, as well. And I feel the importance of Kedusha, that it is worthwhile to work only for the sake of the Creator. For this reason, what should I do now? Brace myself and only walk on this path called faith above reason. For by this, I will be rewarded with permanent vikut with the Creator. It turns out that this is the real reason that later causes his descent, since his foundation is built on pleasure rather than on bestowal. If he remains with this foundation, he will never achieve vikut. Now we will scrutinize the matter of the miracle of Hanukkah, that they defeated the Greeks, that they were rewarded with faith and felt flavor in this work and did not take the pleasure in as a basis to work within reason, which is regarded as Greeks. On the contrary, they said that they were being rewarded with reason in the work is testimony that this path of faith is real and not as the Greeks believe. If they had gone by the way of the Greeks, meaning that pleasure and delight and pleasure would be their basis going forward, that this would be their support to support the work, then would immediately fall from their degree. That this is the main reason that a person receives a descent from his state. This is for his sake, so he will not fall into the klipa of the Greeks. It follows that this descent is a great correction. Otherwise, everything he adds would only build the klipa of the Greeks. Therefore, there are two ways when coming to that state called an ascent. One, to say that he is liberated from the burden of faith. That is, until now he suffered because each time he had to assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven, the body always resisted it. For example, when one must rise before dawn to go to his regular lessons, as soon as he opens his eyes and wants to get up, the body promptly comes and asks, but you are enjoying the rest, and you are lying in bed, and you must give up this pleasure. This can be as is done in commerce. That is, we relinquish the pleasure of money in order to obtain something that will give us pleasure that we need more. In other words, we will receive greater pleasure than money. It is known that the value of every pleasure is measured by the need. For example, a person loves rest, but relinquishes rest for money. A person loves money, but relinquishes it in favor of eating and drinking, etc. A person loves to eat and drink, but sometimes he avoids it if he knows it is bad for his health. It follows that he has relinquished eating and drinking in order to obtain health. For this reason, the body asks a person, when he wants to rise before dawn to serve the Creator, telling him, what do you think you will gain now if you relinquish rest? When he tells it, I want to gain the next world by observing the King's commandment, the body replies, fine. You can get up in the morning, like all other people. Why are you rushing to rise sooner than others? You have the whole day to observe Torah and mitzvot. At that time, the person says to his body, know that there is the world in general called ordinary people. And there are people who do not go with the flow, but want to be exceptional. That is, they want to be rewarded with the goal for which they were created, which is called Dvekut with the Creator, Torah Lishma, for her sake. Our sages said that we can be awarded this by learning Torah after midnight, as explained in the Zohar. And this is also accepted among those who want to obtain anything in their lives. At that time, the body comes with strong arguments and says to him, you're right if this were as you say. You'd be right if this were as you say, that you have a lofty goal in your life and you want me to assist you in your role. But you see how much work and efforts you have put into this work in order to come to work Lishma. And you see that you have not moved an inch, meaning to have more desire to work and bestowal. If you calculate honestly, you will see the opposite, that you regressed by 10 degrees. That is, now you have a greater will to receive than before you began the work of on bestowal. Therefore, you see that you are not exceptional. You are like everyone else. Therefore, it is better if you enjoy the rest of staying in bed. And don't tell me nonsense that you are better than everyone else. With these arguments, which are true arguments, meaning that, reasonably speaking, he calculates and sees that it is 100% correct, and there is nothing to reply to it. At that time, he does not always manage to overcome with faith above reason and tell the body, although you are correct with your arguments, and common sense dictates following your way, I will go above reason. This is a lot of work, because at that time a person suffers bodily torments as the body pricks him with slandering the work of above reason. For this reason, when some awakening comes to him, and he begins to feel some flavor in Torah and Mitzvot, when he feels a little bit of an ascent, he says, thank God I don't have to go by the path of faith above reason. But that reason too says it is worthwhile to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And as soon as he blemishes faith, saying, now I am relieved from the burden of faith, this is the reason that he soon suffers a descent from his state, because he has blemished the faith. 2. The second way is to say, now I see that the real way is to go above reason and not take feeling, delight, and pleasure as a basis on which to take upon myself henceforth to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. Rather, I want to work without any basis of delight and pleasure, since the idea is to work in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Therefore, how can I rely on a basis of delight and pleasure to build my Judaism? Thus, what should I do when I feel good taste in the work? At that time, he should say what Baal HaSulam said, that he can receive his good feeling not as a basis, but as a testimony. That is, he should say, now I see that the path of above reason is the real way by which the Creator wants to be served. And the evidence of this is that I see that he has brought me closer by removing his concealment from me, and I have been granted feeling his kindness and mercy, that he wants to bestow delight and pleasure upon the creatures, for this is the purpose of creation. However, in order not to come to separation by receiving from him delight and pleasure, since reception of pleasure is in disparity of form from him, this is why he has made the tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment. But when we go by faith above reason, the body has no contact. But to the contrary, the body resists the work of above reason. But now that I have gone above reason, he has removed from me some of his concealment. Thus, henceforth, I will grow stronger and walk only in the path of faith above reason. By this, he will not fall into the trap of self-reception called separation from Kedushah, holiness. On the contrary, now he will begin to work more forcefully with mind and heart, and the Creator will not throw him out once again into the bottomless pit called receiving in order to receive. Rather, he will remain in a state of ascent. Moreover, he will ascend to a degree of greater revelation because he is not blemishing the faith, which is the keeping that one will not fall into the vessels of reception. It therefore follows that in a state of ascent he has two ways. But how can a person win and walk in the path of the people of Israel and not in the path of the Greeks, which let him see that within reason they will be greater servants, because reason agrees with this path more than with the path of faith? Baal HaSulam explained the quarrel between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. He said that cattle means possessions. Abram's possessions was only faith. This is the meaning of the word Avram, high father, meaning that the Father in heaven is high above reason. Herdsman means that he was sustaining only the possession of his faith. That is, he always sought sustenance, how he could sustain the faith so it has power and might and not fail in the reason. This is not so with the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. The Zohar says that Lot comes from the word etlatia in Aramaic, meaning curse. That is, the herdsmen of Lot's cattle were sustaining the possession of knowing and receiving. From this, there cannot come a blessing, only a curse, for it is the opposite of bestowal. While blessing is only where one engages in bestowal. In other words, the kelim with which we can receive the upper abundance are specifically kelim that give. With these kelim, we can receive. But with kelim that want to receive, the upper abundance cannot enter due to oppositeness of form. Now we can understand the two ways that a person has when he has received some ascent in spirituality. Yet, with what can we decide toward the good called faith, meaning to be in a state of herdsmen of Abraham's cattle? Baal HaSulam said, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that when one can do two opposite things, and he cannot decide between, the advice is to choose that which demands of him more effort. This is what he should choose for himself. Since where there is labor, where the body disagrees, this is certainly Kedusha. He should hurry and do this, and take upon himself to do. It follows that here too, he has two ways. One, the way of faith. Two, the way of knowledge. He should choose for himself the way of faith, since the body does not agree to this, as it is toward Kedusha, meaning toward the desire to bestow, while the body wants to the exact opposite. Therefore, it turns out that what is the determining factor? It is that the body rejects and regards the matter as redundant and superfluous. That is, he has no need for this and does not know why it is required in the first place. For this reason, it always wants to get rid of this matter of faith. It therefore follows that the miracle that happens to a person, that he can decide for the side of Kedusha, is not a matter of intellect. Rather, it is something that the body deems redundant, which is the labor. The body loathes it and regards the whole matter of labor as redundant. But precisely from this redundancy, meaning what a person leaves and does not want or crave, from here comes to him the miracle remaining in Kedusha. This is the meaning of, from the one remnant of the jars, a miracle was made for the roses. A jar is, as it is written, that Rabbi Meir purified the vermin with 150 flavors. It means that in everything there are views both ways. With what can we scrutinize? It is with what remains, meaning with what the body deems redundant, what it regards as nothing. This is faith above reason. And only by this can we be saved from falling into the trap of the klipot. This is the meaning of the jar of oil that they found, which was sealed by the seal of the high priest. A Kohen, priest, is called Chesed. High means Chesed that became Chochmah, meaning abundance of Chesedim called priest. The priest is the quality of Chesed, and Chesed indicates faith above reason. This is the meaning of Abraham, the quality of Chesed, being the father of faith. The Greeks cannot see faith, because they see only through reason, up to reason, and not above reason. Therefore, when they walked above reason, the Greeks could not govern them. This is the meaning of the Greeks not seeing the oil jar. And concerning the miracle that it burned 8 days, it is an indication that it illuminated the Chasadim in Bina. From Bina to Malchut, there are 8 Sfirot. But Chochmah of Chochmah did not illuminate. This is why they established it as 8 days, since it illuminated only in 8. As it is written, sons of Bina, 8 days establishing song and chanting.
We're going to move towards the Congress.
We're reading from selected excerpts about Chanukah from our sources, item 20. In the Chanukah song, we say, Mighty Rock of my salvation, to praise you is a delight. Restore my house of prayer, and there we will bring thanksgiving offering. The song begins with words of praise. To praise you is a delight. And then begins with the words of prayer. Restore my house of prayer. Afterwards, it returns to the words of thanksgiving and praise. And there we will bring a thanksgiving offering. Thus, there are 3 things here, similar to the order of the prayer. 1, the first three of the 18 are praise and thanksgiving. 2, the middle three are please. 3, and the last three are praise and thanksgiving once more. Thus we begin in the present, as it says, to praise you is delight, meaning we thank and praise you for the good we have received from you. It is as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. The reason is that one who believes that the Creator is merciful and gracious, and that he desires to do good to his creations, has room for prayer. This is why we must first establish the praise of the Creator, meaning a person himself should establish praise of the Creator. This does not mean that the Creator should see that the person is praising him, since the Creator doesn't need people. Rather, the person himself should see the praise of the Creator, and then he can ask him to help him, since his conduct is to do good to his creations. Thus, after he said, to praise you is a delight, comes the prayer, and we say, restore my house of prayer. What is my house of prayer? It means, as it is written, even them will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. My holy mountain, Har, mountain, comes from the words Hihulim, thoughts, contemplations, meaning that he will bring them to thoughts of Kedusha, holiness, that all their thoughts will be only of Kedusha, and make them joyful in my house of prayer is man's heart. So there will be a place for the presence of the Shekhinah there. The Shekhinah is called prayer. As it is known, the Malchut is called prayer. As it is written, but I am all prayer. After, restore my house of prayer comes, and there will bring a thanksgiving offering. It follows that first there is praise, then there is prayer, and then praise once more. Like the order of the prayer, which conducts the praise and thanksgiving, concludes with praise and thanksgiving.
We'll finish Hanukkah.
Number 21, from Rabash, the article, Mighty Rock of My Salvation. What can one do if he wants to begin with praise, but his heart is closed, and he feels that he is full of faults, and cannot open his mouth and sing in praise? The advice is to go above reason and say that everything is covered chasadim. In other words, he should say that everything is chesed, grace or mercy, but it is covered from him because he is not qualified to see the delight and pleasure that the Creator has prepared for his creations. And after he establishes the praise of the Creator, meaning that he believes above reason that everything is good and gracious, he should pray that the Creator will mend his heart and become my house of prayer, meaning that the mercies of the Creator will appear there. This is called revealed chasadim. And then there we will bring a thanksgiving offering, meaning that he will give thanks for having been privileged with offering the vessels of reception. This is called, there we will bring a thanksgiving offering, for having been rewarded with sacrificing his will to receive. In return for it came the will to bestow, which is called the place of the temple.